Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. New COVID cases jump 4.14 lakh in 24 hours. Petrol price hits Rs. 102 mark in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. Fitch says India may breach FY22 fiscal deficit target. HDFC Q4 profit jumps 42% year-on-year, beats estimates. Study says Pfizer BioNTech vaccine effective against variants. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. Friday saw a second day of range-bound trade wherein the Sensex traded in a tight range of 380 points before settling above the 49,200 mark at close. The 30-pack index was up 257 points for the day. Nifty took out 14,800 level at close after gaining nearly 100 points for the day. HDFC's Q4 earnings impressed the street, making the stock the top Sensex performer for the day at 2.7% gain. Mahindra & Mahindra, Bajaj Finserv and NTPC gained 2% each. Airtel, ONGC and ITC added up to 2%. Bajaj Auto fell 2%, Infosys, Kotak Bank and ICICI Bank fell up to 1%. In the broader market, stocks such as Vaibhav Global, Bajaj Hindustan Sugar and Hindustan Copper rose 10-15%. SRF, Aarti Drugs, SEAT and IDBI Bank plunged 4-8%. We have with us Mr. Paras Bothra of Ashika Stock Broking to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bothra. Earnings downgrade are visible for FY22 estimates. But why is the street not paying heed to it?
Looking at the present scenario of COVID second wave and the impending slowdown staring at us, at least for the present quarter, it looks that we are in for some kind of slowdown. But the fact is similar to last year. We don't know once the second wave recedes how much pent-up demand will come up and how corporate India manages to tide over this situation. But at this point in time, it is difficult to assess the impact on earnings with any certainty looking at what happened last year when corporate India did a phenomenal job in maintaining margins and increasing margins and at the same time posting profits better than what street was estimating.
How would you read HDFC's results? Are you positive on real estate and related themes?
HDFC's result prima facie looks better than street estimates and so is the stock reacting positively to the numbers. And accelerated growth in loan book gives visibility of the good momentum in the housing sector. How far the second wave will put a break to the growth momentum is to be seen going forward. We remain positive on the real estate sector, at least for the from the increased volume side and the support which state governments have given in terms of tax rebates to the home buyers, that is stamp duty and others, which has unleashed the latent demand in the sector.
We also caught up with Mr. Ashish Biswas of Capital via Global Research to decode the charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Biswas. Nifty has breached 14,800 now. Where is it headed?
Nifty has breached and closed above 14,800, which can be perceived as a good sign. However, if the intraday movement be seen, it was range bound. At the moment, the resistance of Nifty seems at 15,000 and 15,200, and the support is around 14,600 and 14,500.
What do Nifty bank charts suggest?
The bank Nifty has been taking a support of 31,900. And below 33,500, it does not look bullish. The level of 33,500 would be critical. And above that, the level of 34,000 seems to be the next halt. However, talking of the current economic condition, the persisting uncertainty may prove to be a hindrance. And we could see institutions exiting this space too. Therefore, the level of 33,500 is expected to be crucial.
Asian markets ended mostly mixed for the day. European markets were trading higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.